Hi, I'm your host, Nevin Martell. Welcome to the Doritos Sessions. With me today, I've got DreamWorks recording artist Lifehouse. To my left are Jason and Sergio. How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing?
Rocking. So first of all, I wanted to ask, when you guys set out to make, you know, what would become Stanley Kleinfall, mm-hmm. how much self-imposed pressure was there within the band to kind of, you know, supersede everything that Hanging by a Moment and the first record did for you guys?
Luckily, we didn't have that much pressure from the label, which made it easier. I don't remember one time when I went into Michael Austin, our A&R guy's office, and was basically playing him some new songs, and I don't remember him once saying, "Give me another Hanging by a Moment." You know, he never put any pressure on me. So any pressure that was going to be on us was going to be self-imposed, you know. So it was in the back of my mind, but I tried for the most part to ignore it completely. And the only pressure I wanted to put on us was, all right, we have this record that did really well. We did it when we were really young. We want to get better. We want to grow musically. We want to make more of a rock record than we did last time. Rick obviously joined the band. Mm-hmm. He's got a real rock influence. You know, John Bonham obviously is his favorite drummer. You know, we wanted to really make a strong organic rock record. And so that was the only pressure we had, was to make a stronger, better, well-rounded record than the last one. And we felt if we could do that, it wasn't up to us whether it did well or not, you know, as long as we gave 100%.
Totally. Now, were you listening to anything different in particular that shaped the sound of this record? I remember reading an interview with you at one point, said you guys were trying to go after, like, some Coldplay or some U2 influences, you were saying, or what was it?
I mean, I've always been a big U2 fan. When their record came out, that influenced me quite a bit. It was just inspiring, you know. I got into bands like Radiohead a little bit more. Some of my strongest influences, obviously, are the Beatles. Elliott Smith is one of my favorite all-time artists. So it's kind of a weird balance between some of the British stuff and then some of the, you know, just singer-songwriters. So it's kind of a interesting combo when you take that influence for songwriting and then bring it to a rock band like, you know, Sergio and Rick. The song takes on different shapes and form as you start to rehearse it and rehearse it.
As artists, was it hard for you guys to see one song overwhelm a record in a way that Hanging by a Moment may have been, you know, perceived by the public? You know, like, the song was huge. I mean, yeah. You know, it was just one of those songs. Like, was it hard saying, like, hey, but look, guys, we put out, like, this phenomenal record. Like, look at all of it. Was it hard sometimes as artists?
It's a blessing and a curse, you know. It's like it was amazing because it put us on the map and sold us 2 million records that those people will know about it. But for the mass public, it just, we kind of got pigeonholed, you know, especially since it broke so much in the pop scene. Sure. Side of things. I mean, people kind of probably just labeled us as a pop band when really we don't know what kind of band we are. We just play music, you know. So that was a little frustrating when people were basing all their views just on one song, you know. But I think, you know, hopefully if this record does what we think it'll do, it'll kind of change some minds about how they view this band.
Hey, I'm Sergio.
And I'm Jason from Lifehouse. You're watching us on the Dorito Sessions.
You guys are getting to open up for the Stones. I'm sure over the last couple of years you've had a chance to meet all sorts of idols and peers. Like, who have you had a chance to meet, be it music or movies or sports or whatever, that was kind of like a special moment, somebody that you'd always, like, enjoyed watching on television or performing?
Well, you too. Yeah. We definitely got to.
We got to hang out with Bono for a little bit.
Cool.
We got to see their show like 4 times.
Yeah. I was so nervous. I probably sound like such an idiot. he was really nice and really humble and really, you know, listened to us ramble on for about 15 minutes. It was pretty cool.
Oh, we met the whole band.
So yeah, far. Edge was really cool. I think we met Adam Clayton.
Adam Clayton. Had to take a flight out.
Did anyone give you any advice, like, over those couple of years? Like, did anyone, or did you ask anyone for advice?
Bono gave us some good advice. He just said that the most important thing in your whole career is to keep the band together, you know. And if there's internal problems in the band, it'll come across in the music. And just to make sure that every, you know, you talk about stuff and communicate, because they were, he was saying that whenever that they're on odd terms with each other, their show sucks and they can't perform, because they can only perform when there's when they're united and there's nothing between band members. And I really took something away from that and thought, you know, we've even experienced firsthand, even on this last trip, we've been living together for so long that it's like it's easy to get on each other's nerves sometimes and push each other's buttons, but you just have to learn how to give each other, you know, space. And it's hard, especially for a bunch of guys in a band, to learn how to communicate and stuff and talk things out, because we'd rather just ignore the problem and keep going, you know, and just whatever. But it's been a good experience.
You categorize the first single, Spin, was that more of a hard on your sleeve song, do you think, or do you think that reflects
a
little bit
more
of
a pop
stuff?
Song, you know. I think I mean, it's a Hanging by a Moment too. It's like, it seems like these are just love songs, you know. Spin, I think, has a different twist in the lyric, to where it talks about going through really difficult times, but realizing that you need to go through difficult times to really appreciate the good times. It's kind of like you can't have the sweet without the bitter, you know. It's like you have to go through both to appreciate the other. And I know a lot of people that have had perfect lives and they're miserable, and they don't realize how good they have it, you know, because they've never gone through a hard period, you know. And it's like I wouldn't be able to change anything that happened in my earlier years, because I wouldn't be where I am now, and I really like where I am now.
Now, the video seems to kind of reflect that mentality. It seems like the camera's literally spinning.
Yeah.
And but, you know, it's capturing, like, all those little moments in life, everything from a birth to a marriage to a fight.
Yeah.
And, you know, who was it that came up with all the concepts that you guys were going to capture?
Did you get dizzy?
I did. I vomited twice. Hell of a video! Yeah, no.
Dave Myers was a great director. He's probably the coolest guy we've worked with so far. He was just a total pro. He had the idea for it, and we just went with it.
What was, like, the worst concept? They're like, okay, I see the band in a swimming pool, you know, black light everywhere.
Pretty close. There was this one that was like, I see the band in a greenhouse, kind of like Edward Scissorhands meet. It was like all artsy. And I was like, I'm not going to put frickin' Edward Scissorhand clothes on for this thing. Some of them get kind of out there, you know.
I'm sorry, David LaChapelle.
Yeah.
It just didn't cut it. Vibrant, colorful.
Hey,
doesn't
but
work.
If Tim Burton ever wanted to do one of our videos, I'd be down with that.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I want to thank you so much for coming by.
It's been an absolute
pleasure.
Thanks.
Have some Doritos.
Yes, have a Dorito. I was just about to say, please, have a Dorito.
Have some pizza.
These are some zesty Doritos.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Nevin Martel.
No, I'm
saving these are the Dorito
iPhone.
Sessions. These are DreamWorks Recording Artist Lifehouse. Thank you so much. We'll see you again next time.